This is a HeadGum Original.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Stella like to throw some shade. Kiki with the gaze. It's time to drag her. Time to drag her. Drag her.
Oh, shit. Bitch, I'm very excited to be here on Drag Her, the one and only RuPaul's Drag Race recap podcast available for you on this interwebbed connection. I am so delighted to be joined today. I'm Mono Agapian, in case you don't know, but hi. Where you been, girl? And today we're joined by a new friend of mine, a lovely, lovely comedian, writer. I mean, her works in some pretty iconic shows like Girls 5 Eva, The Problem with Jon Stewart, Opposition with Jordan Klepper is also a fave of mine.
Wait, I can't believe you're giving that a shout out. Are you serious?
I'm serious.
That's awesome.
I also love his work to this day of just going to fun, dumb Trump people and saying, tell me what you think.
He's fantastic. But that show was watched by you and my family.
I know. It was because Josh Sharp was on that show, right?
He was. Oh, my God. Him and Aaron.
Love them. I know Josh from college, if you can fucking believe that.
That's amazing. Yeah, they were such a...
I love them
both. If you go back and see their videos on the show, they were doing some iconic work that did not get enough praise.
Yeah, I know. They're geniuses. And you, my dear, I have to say, you are Chelsea DeVantes.
That's right. I am so thrilled to be here. I was such a super fan of yours and RuPaul's Drag Race. And we had such a great time discussing RuPaul's memoir on my podcast that I snuck my way on here.
I'm so glad you're here. What a treat for us. Chelsea, I mean, let's generally talk what you love about Drag Race. Why Drag Race? Why are we here? What's up?
Oh my gosh. I mean, you know, the first season I saw was season 4. And
uh-huh. Oh, good one.
Yeah, I always tell people, I'm like, if you're going to start with 4, go all the way through, then go back and hit your 1, 2, and 3. But I credit it with like a mental health resurgence for me.
I like love that.
Watching that season and the seasons afterwards, and even just following sort of Alaska and you know, seeing how like season 5, like she wasn't fully there, like she wasn't ready. And then like watching her career and when she was ready and like living in Sharon's shadow and getting out of it, like sort of like the show outside of the show was also like a big part of my life.
It was cool. It was fun. And I missed that era for a million reasons. It's pre-social media, pre-shit talking, but go on, continue.
Like that is really wild to think about.
Yeah. Now you can't say shit. You can't say shit. I guess what I mean, like nowadays, like there are real costs to being a bitch in the workroom. Media repercussions where it used to be like, go back to Party City where you belong, bitch.
Yeah. God, those were some good days.
I know.
I know. It's funny because the repercussions then were just RuPaul not liking you.
I know.
And it could make or break you. I mean, it was so nice to just have the messier side of that show, which I really, really miss. We used to see like the true mess in like these challenges. And I do really miss that.
I do too. I miss the mess. I miss the confusion. I miss the cheaper drag even. Now you can't fucking wear like people used to wear like, you know, some cute shit, mall shit and be like, that looks good.
Are you sure? I mean, Sugar and Spice definitely seem to be doing it off Amazon.
Woo! Oh, I can't wait to talk about that. Chelsea, what are your, I love that for you, four is a big one. That's actually the one I also like got Drew Tarver like hooked on.
Oh, because yeah.
I mean, he loved it all, but I think he really loved Latrice Royale. Like this, like the story of this, you know, former incarcerated person trying to get their life back was like, wow.
You know, I was actually really thinking about Latrice this week, and I know we'll get into it, but she, the Snatch Game was so messy for her that she truly shut down. Like she couldn't even perform because she couldn't take what was going on around her. And I was just picturing like that Snatch Game that she was talking about where it got messy is nothing compared to what we saw this session, like in this episode.
Agreed.
I'm just like, oh, what a journey. Like, would Latrice even come on this show at this point, or would she just consider it like not worth her time?
Yeah. I mean, as you know, like when she came back for All Stars, it was like a, there were some good moments. There were also some moments where you're like, oh, I think there gets to be a point when you're a professional working queen that like the rat race of Drag Race is no longer for you.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Where you're like, I'm working, I'm busy, I don't need to return to your reality TV show. Thank you for giving me a career TV show. But now returning to your TV show is just psychologically damaging for me.
Adore Delano just like came on and immediately left. Although I will say with Latrice, I actually enjoyed her first go round on Drag Race a lot more. Because when she came back, you are like, well, you do know the rat race. You know you're back. But yeah, she was a little bit like, can't be bothered.
Can't be bothered. She's like, this is the dress I brought.
Deal with it.
Amazing. What are you feeling about this season in general so far?
I was so intensely hyped on this season. I felt like, oh, we finally have a phenomenal season on our hands. I do still feel that way. However, when I saw it was Snatch Game, I was like, I cannot believe I get to come on the Snatch Game episode. Like,
I love
what a
it.
Joy. Wow, one of the worst Snatch Games.
Terrible.
Two of the worst Snatch Games in one episode. Unbelievably bad.
And so bad that they were like human shields. Like there were people who did bad, but there was too much carnage to block them from their, you know what I mean? Because there were even worse people at the front.
Yes. When she was like, when Rue listed the safe list, I was like, that's a bottom list. You all, in another episode, that is the people who are on the bottom and you're all safe.
Yeah.
Unreal. So that really made me reflect on, I really thought we had just like powerhouse queens, and I'm a little bit nervous going forward that we actually don't, because I've never seen so many misses.
I think, okay, how do I put this? I think Snatch Game is the hardest challenge these queens do.
Yes.
You
have to be truly, truly funny.
You have to be truly funny. You have to be a fantastic improviser. You have to have a strong point of view. You have to be really fucking funny.
Yeah, like, and it has to be like off the top, like off the cusp. Like I do think some of these queens, like I think Anitra can think her way into some funny much better than she can off the top of her head, which I do respect. But like this is an off the top of your head challenge.
And I know, you know, me and some other people have helped queens like write jokes for Snatch Game. You know what I'm saying?
Which is interesting because like in the comedy world, it's like, okay, you're a hack, get out of here. But in the drag world, like good
yeah,
for
absolutely.
You, smart, prepare.
And I'll say is that like you see how, this is not for my contribution, but you could see how even when you give someone a joke, then they have to deliver it.
Yes.
Like, and
yes.
I think that's now a new problem. It's like, now you have the joke, you have to deliver it.
Right. And I wish there was just like a tiny little course, which I think you could get by previously watching the show, but whatever. A tiny little course in trivia is not comedy. So it's like a lot of these queens were just like listing Wikipedia facts as if that's
trivia.
You know what I mean? Where she'd be like, well, you know, I'm Karen Huger and I have a mansion. You're like, this is not...
Love what? Robin, but yeah, it wasn't. We also got to see so little in these shorter episodes, which I generally like the shorter episodes. How are you feeling about the shorter episodes?
Hate them. I'm in pain over them. Because also, like, I like the mess, and there's, and we were already going away from that. And we should have gotten to see, I know I'm bringing up Anitra again, but big fan, but it's like, we didn't even really get to see where she, what she was even thinking behind that. I hate the short episodes. I do. I don't need the mini challenges. I'm happy those are gone.
Uh-huh. But you like, don't, you want the shit. You want RuPaul poking. Do you miss RuPaul coming in the workroom and saying, are you sure about that? You sure about that?
Yes. Yes. Like yeah. I, to the point where if they are shorter, is Ru just like, yeah, I'm not walking around the workroom then. Like, you know what I mean? Like I'll be in the bath. Call yeah. me. Like, did he even go down there and say like, what are you doing? Choosing Kim
yeah.
Petras? Like,
yeah, you know what I mean? Yeah. The editing is so transparent with the shorter episodes where literally like I've now clocked in the past couple episodes. I hate to say this, but in the first 2 minutes, they always talk to the, like we always get a talking head from someone who's in the top and yep. someone who's going home.
100%. Always. Yeah. Which is so tough because they used to be able to hide it a little more. Yes. And in this episode, we're like, well, I guess Sugar's leaving because we're yeah. really focusing on her.
Yeah. It's pretty clear. So yeah. I guess let's quickly talk. Wait, what were you going to say, Chelsea? Talk
no,
to me.
No, please keep going. I have so many thoughts. I mean, I feel
spew
like
them.
The choices, mm-hmm. the choice before they ever got to Snatch Game.
Yeah.
I cannot believe some of the choices that were made. Do you know what I'm saying? Like, it's like,
yeah.
I don't understand why they think like, okay, so Sugar and Spice, like I thought Miley was a great choice. Great choice.
It is
Spice
a came funny choice.
Within it. Spice was in within a mile of that impression. Like she wasn't fully out of it, you know?
You think that's very kind of you.
Well, like, none of the words she said, but like, you know, her look got there.
The
but
look?
Like, yeah, the look got there. She was
Molly.
In, there was an idea of the voice there. And then, yeah, she just did, it's hard. It's like, Miley's actually funny.
It was Why fascinating you- to me because I haven't seen that spectacular of a failure in quite some time because usually when you commit that hard and you try something and you have a take, even if it's wrong, you get a chuckle. But something yes. about it was a spectacular failure.
Yes. I mean, but I will say like at least that choice led somewhere. I mean, Jax choosing Mona Lisa, I was like, well, you know, at least you're going with a gimmick. That's nice.
Yeah.
It's better than going with a random internet person that you know Rue
always
doesn't
fails.
Know.
Rue
you know
doesn't
what I mean?
Know it.
So Rue can't play off of you. And you know mm-hmm. that's a huge part of the game. Like Rue does not know. Am I saying it right, Kim Petras? I mean, I
yes.
Like, yes, yes. Okay. This was my biggest take with Sugar is like she her impression was a compliment.
Oh, because
compliment.
She, you're saying because she did Trisha Paytas.
Trisha Paytas, that's what yes, I've been messing okay. that up. Trisha
but
Paytas.
Like, but also I was with you because I was like, Kim Petras would also be a terrible choice because
terrible
it's just
choice.
Like a cool, hip, queer person. Don't do that.
Yeah, don't do that. No, it was very different choice. But she was a compliment to Trisha. Like,
her, yeah.
She was like on Trisha's best day of hair and makeup.
Oh, like, absolutely. Like, also, like, Paytas is a gift because Paytas is like playing Jennifer Tilly or Bjork. You
yeah,
can
and,
say
oh,
anything crazy.
And just mess. And she's got like a... this like garbliness to her and Sugar played her like a Barbie.
Okay. Yeah. Like it's also like the stupidity isn't just, there's like a specificity to the stupidity that was missed.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah.
And, oh, such a miss. And then I mean, I'm a little bit of a hater, but like, I feel like I've never seen dad comedy and a drag queen as much as Amethyst.
I like, know, but I'm sorry. I'm already going to say she was not near the worst of this bad group.
But that's the crime. Like Amethyst came away thinking, oh my God, I finally slayed. Doing great. And I said, oh my God, off of a tan mom. Like,
yeah.
Unbelievable.
It's a bit 2000 and late.
Yeah. Oh, it was awful. And she soared. She was in the top. Like, oh, just yeah. so, so bad. And
was wild. It was yeah.
really wild.
I mean, there's these queens. Okay. I don't. They, okay. I have so
Should
many
Should we go
opinions.
Through them?
Yeah. Let's. So is there, before we talk about last week, you know, we had that confusing infomercial challenge. And did the winner of that challenge was, of course, Miss Sasha Colby. Did you
yes.
agree with that? We agreed with that.
Yeah, yeah, I agreed with that.
Sasha's a queen. She's a winner. I mean, but again, it was an easy week to yeah, win a comedy challenge.
Yeah, yeah. They were really lost. They're lost in a way that makes me feel like they're all the model Bryce, who clearly had never watched the show. When he goes to me, he's like, say your answer. And he goes, I say my answer before. I was like, oh, wow, you've been.
My God, you rocket like, scientist. Bitch, rocket your dick in my hole and stop talking. You don't know what the fuck's going on.
I was like, oh, you've never seen the show. And then watching some of the queens, I also have to ask, like, have y'all not been watching?
I gotta say, and I'll say it 100 times, I know it's wrong to feel this way, but when a hot person's dumb, Do you gain wings? I gain wings. I gain a life. I gain a year. I soar.
I have to say, I love the pit crew as the judges. I say bring them back. I don't need comedians in the spots anymore.
I don't either. Also, the holes, there have never been holes cut out in the desks until today.
Ever. Yeah.
Ever. And it is so funny.
With their legs. I loved getting to know the pit crew. And yeah, just like you said, finding out nobody home. Nobody home.
Knock, knock, knock. So yeah, let's go ahead and talk into these choices. Okay, Marsha as Tim Gunn. Wow.
Yeah,
one of the good ones.
One of the best ones. She's so close to being a real contender on this show, and her drag looks like the Halloween store. Like,
it is pretty silly because she's from New York City. You've seen the drag queens in New York City.
Who have they not like ripped her to shreds? Like, how is she? She seems to be hearing it for the first time.
Yeah,
that she needs to. I really can't handle how many wigs are not teased this season.
It's a bummer because RuPaul has given up on her. We'll see how, I hope she lasts a bit longer because there's a difference between RuPaul going, I want you to fight for this, and RuPaul saying, I didn't like the look, so let's move on. Like that's
unfortunately, you know, your impression was one of the best.
And,
that is really tough. I don't know if she'd ever get invited back, but I see Marsha as an all-stars queen, like in 4 years.
She's
coming back, and I do too. Well, I don't know.
Below subdivision. Bitch. Yeah, it is Subway.
It is Subway Eat Fresh, the Jared ears. It is bad.
Subway.
She doesn't
on
even
the six.
Seem to hairspray the wigs. Like,
I know.
No styling. It's a bummer because she really does have talent.
Well, welcome to twink mediocrity. you know, when you just got that pretty little mug and no one tells you, no one gives you any critiques because they're like, yeah, bitch.
Except for Mistress.
There we go.
Is there.
Oh, I love Mistress.
Mistress ripped her to pieces in Untucked.
Shredded her up. A good Untucked too, so we have to talk about that.
Yes. I will say with Untucked, this made it one of my favorite episodes with the two joined together.
Adorable. We saw the facade drop and the girls told them directly, like, this is good. This is what we want to see in people. We like seeing the real side of it, not your bad bits.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know if we can talk, if you want to wait for Untucked, but like I got emotional.
Hit me over the head with it before we forget.
I thought it was really, really beautiful. I could write a thesis. I want to go back to college. I don't want to go back to college. I would go back to college just to write a thesis on like the dynamics of coming up as a performer, like definitely like drag queen, but like any performer coming up in TikTok in this like quarantine age where like your social skills are not there and your live timing is not there. And then what they really have always needed is community. And in Untucked, I mean, they need drag mothers. And in Untucked, you saw, I mean, they're the most annoying people alive. And the moment they showed their pain, Sasha and Mistress both came forward to be their drag mothers. Like, I was in tears, and it really reminded me of just like, oh, why drag is so special, why the community is so special, why live drag is so special.
Yeah.
And like, you really need your found family to succeed in it. You need the person to say like, your makeup's fucked and like, be a little quiet.
It was really beautiful. I agree. And it's a beautiful thing. There's so many beautiful things that were illustrated in the queer community. Like, I was like, first of all, that the queer community is constantly expanding its reach, right? It's like, come on in. You know what I mean? Like, however you are plus in the queer plus community, come on in. This is a place for you. I love the sisterhood that like these older queens, quote unquote, were
they're like 27.
Right. But they're able to be like, bitch, I know where you are. I've been exactly where you are. We are a family. And it's really cool that queers get that because like as queers, we miss out on our adolescence. So like you actually get to keep kind of I don't know, your adolescence kind of gets to, you get extra years because
you get
you're
to like explore and grow exactly. And like within that community. Yeah. I mean, watching the twins come on, and you could see Mistress was going to ruin their lives, you know, possibly for due cause. And by the end of it, Sugar's reading a letter where Mistress says, like, I'm your mother now.
Yeah.
And I was just like, what a testament to like the beauty that this show can like give you a glimpse into.
It's pretty beautiful. I mean, there's no lying.
When they talked to them, when they everyone rallied to make sure one of the twins stayed.
Holy
shit.
Because I was also like, twins, shut the fuck up. Stop it. Because on one side, I was also like, twins, you are sounding very privileged right now. That like,
yes,
you're so familiar with Drag Race that in your mind, double save is already what you're like. It's almost like you're like, it's like your safe school. It's like, okay, we'll apply to be double safe on RuPaul's Drag Race, and that'll be our safety.
You know what? We'll do that. We'll do that move where I pretend I'm fishing and you're a fish, and Ru will definitely do a double save.
This was, it was in that for so many bad reasons, historical lip sync.
So, I also, it's like, if I just can't believe that, like, people are like, I can't believe they choreographed it. I can believe they choreographed it. I can't believe those were the choices. Like, you didn't choreograph like some splits, a turn, a twist. Like, we choreographed chasing each other across the stage.
No, ma'am. Okay, we're going to dive deeper into the Snatch Game. But first, silence, Chelsea. I feel like taking a break. This episode is brought to you by BetterHelp. Are you seeing some triggering ads on social media? Stuff about summer bodies, stuff about the diet cleanse, stuff about trimming down. Fuck that noise. That stuff is triggering for me, and I assume it's triggering for someone else listening. That's why I use BetterHelp. BetterHelp allows me to get in touch with a licensed professional therapist who can help me recharge, who can help me decrap my brain. Because those negative images and slogans can really creep in and give me negative body talk. You know what I mean? Any form of negative self-talk that is traumatic for me. And thankfully, I'm using these tools and being honest about them and articulating them in a way that takes the power away from them. If you're thinking about therapy, you should give BetterHelp a try because it's entirely online. It's designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. All you do is fill out a brief questionnaire. You get matched with a licensed therapist, and you can even switch therapists anytime at no additional charge. That's how I found my personal therapist. I found my sweet spot with BetterHelp. So go. Visit BetterHelp.com/dragher today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/dragher. Go find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Hi, listeners. Here to tell you about a very important organization called Al Otro Lado, which helps to reunify families which have been ripped apart due to our country's cruel border policies. As you know, since 2018, many people have been suffering through these policies, which have taken children away from their parents. And Al Otro Lado is working to reunify families. They've already reunified over 100 refugee families, and they create legal and humanitarian support to refugees, deportees, and other migrants in the United States and Tijuana. We want you to get involved today. Help me support Al Otro Lado and donate today. You can find the link to donate to Al Otro Lado in the description of this episode below, or go to gum.fm/charity and donate today. You can also consider volunteering with the organization, which offers opportunities that are both in person and virtual. The best way to get involved is by filling out an application on their website at alotrolado.org/volunteer. That's alotrolado.org/volunteer. Bring back my break. Here we go. Let's talk this Amanda Laporte. Anything else from Untucked?
Oh, listen,
it was
we'll
a good
we'll
app. Okay, if it comes up, say it. Okay, Amanda Lepore. No, no, ma'am.
Oh, so no, mediocre. And oh, she threw shade at Trinity's.
How dare.
Are you? And then you, and then this is where it's like, oh, awareness is going to be your problem because
yeah, Lux.
You think what you did was better than what Trinity did. That's tough.
Poor Lux. She also had the moment in Untucked where she was like, "Will you put me on your shirt, famous person?"
if you win, and we said, oh, "Okay, then no."
Then no.
Then probably Lux, not.
There was no characterization at all. There was no characterization.
No, no. And it's like, I feel like the concept of satire was really lost. Really in all of them where like, no, like Tim Gunn was like, we're going close to Tim Gunn. Amanda Lepore, it's like, that's exactly what she looks like. Like no one was like Amanda Lepore, you know, with the volume turned up, you know, like even bigger boobs. Like if she's the plastic surgery queen, like,
Right, the specifics. I know, right? We're a little bit comedy.
Like, turn it up, turn the volume up.
Turn it all the way up.
Oh, sorry, I'm comedy nerding. That's right.
No, I'm the same. That's what I do. I'm like, I can't remember. I'm like, go to absurdity. Don't. I mean, but again, we got a super quick edit. But again, I want absurdity. I want to hear stories about how you were 69ing a T-Rex in the 1990s. You know,
yes.
Something.
Listen, you sounds like you should have written more jokes this season.
I know, girl. Saucy Santana. This is Malaysia Baby Doll Fox.
Whew, what a horrific choice. What is the choice to play incredible people? You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
You can't, like, it's this weird thing where what are you gonna joke about? And then also you're not even gonna be as good as them? Very weird.
It is very strange. It is very a strange phenomenon. And like, but sometimes they get away with it because they're able to improvise. It wasn't as themselves, frankly.
Yeah, Malaysia was. I mean, her opening little phrase. I was like, okay, we're doing it, and then nothing. I thought it was an abysmal choice from the start.
Yeah,
and again, safe.
Again, safe. Not near the worst. Not even in the bottom five, I would say, of these.
Yes, completely agree. Okay. Completely agree.
Okay, Rosie O'Donnell.
Oh, you know what I love about this is that Mistress is so funny. She's so funny.
She's
that
so
it works.
Funny.
I mean, like, she lost that accent after
immediately
saying hello.
Yeah. This is one of those weird things where it's like, it was no longer about impersonation. And they even said that. They were like, you were having a blast. We were having fun with you because you know how to have fun and be in the moment.
Yes, yes. And like, you are your own stand-up comedian, therefore this worked. And you know what? Her look was great too.
Yeah.
She did like old school talk show Rosie, which I appreciate.
And no couches though? Where's the couche?
Yeah, yeah.
Come on. No, you're right. Again, that was interesting because it was like, yeah, it was fun. And feel free to expound more as we slowly go down the line. Gorgina Ramsay.
Now, you know what?
Could have been great. Yeah, could have been great. We didn't get to see a lot of it, right?
No, no. And you know what I really like about Anitra? And she, listen, before we saw her win the first challenge,
right.
I saw her interview and I said, she's off the cuff funny. You can tell she's funny. She's also so self-deprecating that she's got awareness. And she said she was a stunt queen. So I was like, oh, we're going to see some shit. So I was like, I was thinking Anitra was really going to be someone to win it.
I didn't know. I missed it. I just missed it. And then I was like, oh, fuck, look at Anitra.
Yeah, you could tell she studied, which it's like, if you can study and you're going to do the stunts, I usually feel like pretty excited. And so anyways, after the first challenge, obviously I'm full in it. What I loved about Gorgina Ramsay, I believe, is that how it's pronounced?
Right. Weird spelling.
She knew to not even attempt boy drag.
Yeah.
You know, it's like that has got, so you could tell she was like, I can't really do impressions, but like a British accent seems to be like, you know, generally something I could do.
And I'm sure a British person, I mean, because even I know nothing about accents, but I'm pretty sure that wasn't very close to Gordon Ramsay. No.
But it was so smart. It's like, oh, I'm going to be femme. I'm going to do femme drag. I'm going to be famous enough that we know what I'm talking about. Now I've got kitchen references and British references. And
yeah.
I bet she only did okay, but.
Yeah.
But
she
still
was
made her
present. Like the fact that like she's literally laughing with RuPaul, even if you say something unfunny and then you're laughing with RuPaul, you're then having fun together.
Yeah. Yeah. Then now you're like back in the game. Like if you and Ru are cracking up together.
Yeah.
Yeah. I wish we could have seen more of that.
If you're doing a bad job, at least connect on that because that's going to be fun. Like,
yeah,
it's going to save you.
The only thing I'll say is that if you're going to play Gorgina Ramsay. It's like he has like crazy, like 90s boy, like bleached fucked hair. Like I'm surprised her hair was so like nice lady wig. Like if you're going to be a sister, like that could have been a trash wig, you know?
I know it could have. And I would love to have seen more yelling. I guess we just didn't see very, I don't know what we missed, but like yelling, you got to call people donkeys.
Yes, or I wish it would have been like, I'm a sister. Like, I'm shy.
Yeah.
You know?
That's interesting, too.
Yeah. It's interesting to see, like, I think she's, like, a very funny person, but when it comes to comedy writing, you can tell she's, like, not quite there.
And she was making bad choices charismatically. Like, when she's like, yes. Where are you from? She's like, Nevada. A terrible choice, but hilarious.
Really? I thought it was hilarious.
I guess what I'm saying is, it was hilarious, but I don't know if she knows why.
that's what I mean. I think she's just like studied. She's like, ooh, accent, opposite place, joke time.
Like, yeah.
And Nevada's a good state to pick. You know what I mean?
It's just funny.
I think it's better than like California, Oregon.
You're right. Know? They're just funnier. Mississippi.
Maybe Nantucket would have been better.
I like Mississippi. Is Mississippi
Mississippi
funny?
Could have been good. Yeah.
They're just funny, funny letters.
And also visually, I don't think she gave us much, but yeah. I still liked her.
Okay, let's talk about Robin's Karen Huger.
Oh, housewife. Terrible. Again, a compliment to Karen Huger.
Like, I know.
You are Karen Huger's makeup as she wishes it was. Like, nary a joke in sight. Like, she didn't have the perfume. She didn't have the sleepiness. She didn't have the grand dame of it all. She brought nothing for me.
I know. And it's a bummer because I do like Robin, but it wasn't very good. And, what are you going to do? I liked hearing her in Untucked being like, I knew I wasn't going to kill this and I'm safe. And that's a win for me.
Yeah. Yeah. And you know what? For someone who maybe this is none of their skill sets, she did do a great job of showing up, being somewhat close to Karen and leaving.
Right.
Even when it comes to like what she's wearing is, it's like the long sleeve, hot pink velvet shirt with like maybe a corset on top.
And when Rue prompted her, there was such potential. Like Rue was like, "Do you get your lips redone, whatever, right? Whatever your vaginal rejuvenation." It's like there's just so many jokes. Like my lips are sealed up top and downstairs. Like I don't know. There were just joke opportunities that were missed.
I completely agree. It feels like she didn't make actually a single choice. Kind of what you said about point of view. Like there's no even point of view on Karen. Like I can't even tell if she's a fan, or not a fan, or just thought like, maybe I own a wig like that already. It's not even really close. Like Karen's blonde. Karen loves a blonde wig. She's got a line of blonde wigs. She should have been wig revealing. You know,
I love that you know this. I love that you know this.
Yeah, I'm all in on the Housewives as well. Potomac, fantastic franchise.
I mean, so Mary, Virgin Mary, this choice should have worked, but
it almost worked.
It almost worked.
It sometimes worked.
It sometimes worked, yeah. And again, this was like there were performance moments that were too much. Which again, and that's the weird thing. The giving birth was. Yeah, it was like shock without a joke. It was like shock, shock, shock.
Right, and like why didn't she give birth and then pull out a hamburger? Like you know what I mean? Like oh, whoops, it was a food baby. Like why wasn't there a reveal with?
Sure.
Like what was it for?
I don't know. Because, why was that a reveal? We know the Virgin Mary's pregnant.
Yeah. And she's, exactly. And
we
so
know.
Very, very odd. I did love that she kind of made her like, it's a Virgin Mary from the mall, but in a way I like. Do you know what I mean? It's like Virgin Mary going to church with mom, like her curl, almost like Jersey Mary is what it looks like to me.
And I almost wonder if, that is funny. I almost wonder if it was like paired with like a sort of solemn, okay, you start with the solemn biblical Mary and then you at the end of every sentence, you bust into Jersey Mary.
So yes, it's like, yes. Oh,
lo,
that would have been good.
My children, the kingdom is ours. But really, girl, I got that dick. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Like, and she was like, oh, I'm horny Mary. You know, great premise. I never saw her. Did we see her be horny?
I don't know.
We saw her be feisty, but she wasn't like grind. Yeah, like it's like, well, I got that good dick. Like,
yeah.
Have you ever had God's dick? I've had God's dick. Damn, you know.
God dicked me down.
God That's dicked me so down funny. To hell, brought me back up to heaven. Now I am here with you. Yeah. I'm oh also God. Unsure if she knows the joke she pulled off visually, if that makes sense. Like, I'm almost wondering if this is her, like, trying to be angelic looking.
Yeah.
Do you know what I'm saying? She was like, oh, I'll be angelic for Mary. And then it kind of ended up looking a little funny. I don't know.
Yeah. Oh, fucking
her runway was rough.
It was rough. It was, she's spooky.
It looks like the trash challenge from season 4. Woo! Where it was like, go make an outfit from the dumpster.
It was wild.
And the makeup. Oh, oh.
Yeah. It was not good, because the weird thing is, like, she has, you can tell she has all the confidence and she has a lot of charisma. And then there's just certain things she's missing, like, or just like little things where it's like, when your charisma and confidence take you to some weird places, it's like, you know.
Yeah. Yeah. It's like she's got charisma, confidence, yeah. uniqueness, nerve. Until, yeah. but I go back and forth rooting for her and in Untucked, like, you just see this beautiful heart that yeah. she doesn't often wear on her sleeves. And
I've seen her really perform live and she's an amazing performer. I mean,
wow. I wonder why funny. That's not always coming across.
I don't know. I think, again, I hope she proves me wrong, but I think she's like getting a little frazzled being on TV. You know, sometimes like when you're on right. TV, you're like, I'm on TV.
She definitely seems like she's doing theater volume at a commercial yeah. audition, which is something, you know, listen, I got a lot of experience with showing up being like, hello, I love this brand of cereal. And they're like, you're 100%. On camera, like, calm down. Yeah, it feels like yeah. she's like working the crowd in yeah. her one-on-ones.
I think you're right. I think that's a very good diagnosis.
Diagnoses.
Let's talk about Lucy Bookie's Joan Rivers.
Lucy, to me, is it's like we're getting to see, like, if Lance Bass had the courage to come out.
Oh,
when he was younger,
my God.
We're getting to see what he would have been like as a drag queen.
I don't think I'll recover from that. If Lance Bass, after It's Tearing On My Heart, just said, You know what? I'm good.
I'm not listening to this. I'm coming out and I'm going to do drag in 2004. I think we're getting to see that vision.
There is something again. So workhorse. I'm sorry, but Lucy is the talented queen who I'm not clicking with on some deeper level.
Me too. And I'm super irked by it because I mean, she's, I would dare say, the only winner of this challenge. Like, she did great. She left people miles behind, and she did yeah. it by playing a famously funny woman who Rue adores. Like, that's hard yes. to do. But her actual drag, weirdly, it definitely is like giving me Connecticut. And I mean that in the sense of, like, something feels right. stuck in the past. Maybe that's not all of Connecticut.
Something
but I'm even
feels
saying that,
like it was, like, established in the year 1776.
yes. And I'm from small towns. Like, when I go home, like, they'll be like, oh my God, have you heard Rihanna's Umbrella?
Yeah.
Such a bop, you know? And like, yeah. Because, like, you know, that's what's on yeah. the radio. And so
I
that's what
her,
it feels like to me.
Putting hit clips on her jacket and walking around the workroom, just recommending all the hottest hit clips. she's, yeah, there's something about it. Again, her story was moving in this episode where she's like, I'm a big old fag because I've been bullied by teachers, which I've also been bullied by teachers. So
you listen, I've also been bullied by
what the
teachers.
Fuck is our education system.
You know, I really want to know if it was the era we came up in or if that is still happening now. I really don't know.
I mean, probably both. I mean, if you're in Florida, absolutely you're being bullied. But
yeah, I just feel like in the early aughts to like 2012, mm-hmm. you know what I mean? It was just like, no, we all agree. We like hate gay people and women, right?
Yeah.
And they felt protected to chime in or be snide.
Absolutely.
Because they were protected. Yeah. Yeah. Heartbreaking story though. You do have to say you're still there. I want to know the back half of the story.
I know.
Like, what is that decision? I'm really curious.
It's fucking
nuts. Not that you can't stay. I'm just curious. Like, what is the, what's the choice? What's the excitement behind that. And I have to say, like, she really thought she was serving with that live sing. And that's a dangerous, that to me, that spells danger. That tells there's like something's,
yeah,
something's wrong. It's the glass of water where you're like, something's wrong here.
Yeah. You mean like a glass of water in Jurassic Park?
that it's shaking and you know the dinosaurs coming. Both that and the how to make a glass of water.
Oh, glass of water, Irene.
Do you know, just sort of like, you know, where it's just such a miss.
It
feels indicative of something. But I, you know, listen, Lucy has, she said, if you make her mad, if you reject her, she's going to fight. And I believe she might make it to the top, but I don't know if I'll be.
I know. Rude. I'm sorry. I'm going to be a cunt and say it's giving me rosé. Because Rosé, very good at drag. Was I ever emotionally invested in her? No.
No, but you know, that is such a great comparison. The thing with Rosé is that I feel like if Rosé had never mentioned how great she thought she was, like if she just kept it to herself, right?
I know.
I think we would have ended up rooting for her. And instead her main storyline was like, I'm incredible, obviously. And
right.
Lucy does seem to have more humility than that, but I prefer Rosé. Like Rosé at least made some visual choices I liked.
Damn. T. Okay, Jan Crouch from Sasha Colby. Sure, I don't know. Sure. What?
I guess? That's not even our most famous televangelist. I actually think this was a terrible choice, too.
Yeah. I say this all the time. Jennifer Tilly, she would have been a great Jennifer Tilly. Also, why has Jennifer Tilly not been done on the Snatch Game? It's easy.
Wow, that is a great call. And it's easy. Would have been fantastic.
It's like Bjork. Also, you can say anything.
What is the woman who did the way down, right? Like make your entire outfit that giant blonde wave of hair. You know, I just feel, that being said, Sasha still had some like great jokes. I feel like she's going to the top.
Yeah. Yeah, I think so. It's going to be pretty easy for her to.
And her look.
Her look we'll get. Yeah. Mona Lisa, like we said, it was a pretty easy joke, but at least it was a gimmick, as you said. It was a pretty okay gimmick in this.
Of all the, like, if you know you're going to lose or you know you're not great at this challenge, I think this is a great choice. I still can't believe she did so poorly at such an easy joke. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, thank God she stuck her tongue out at the smile, but like she gave a, when he said smile for me, she gave a real smile.
Right. Right. She was at least adaptable. Like there were like two different times where Rue was like oil, like what kind of paint? And like, she was like oil based, like where she,
oil.
Like picked it up eventually, which I was like, okay.
Yeah. But it's like, there's just so much that how's your head. I don't know why she had the like, she had that little hair coming out, but like didn't make a joke of it. Didn't go further with it. I don't know.
How's your head two dimensional? I don't know. Something.
Yeah. How's your head? It's all I have.
Yeah.
Like, it's all I have to offer.
Trisha.
Yeah. She did pretty good, which is wild because she almost did nothing.
Yeah. Again, this is like a zombie movie. Like this Snatch Game was a zombie film where it was like the human shields are many, 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 many. And so you just.
That's so true. There just Everyone has to be is enough the cute bodies. Blonde being killed before
yes.
you.
Yes. There just have to be enough bodies in front of the door so that the two people survive. And that's what happened.
Yeah. That's so
Paytas, true. Paytas, I mean, there was nothing here.
I thought it was abysmal. Like Paytas wishes she looked like that. That's so wild for a Snatch Game.
I know. I
also like Rue doesn't know who Paytas is. I said Kim Petras. Like, are you at, like, come on.
Yes. I mean, yeah. Trisha Paytas again, stop doing the internet people. Rue doesn't know it. As you said, and also there was nothing really big about her. You need to have really good dumb jokes. Cause like dumb can be so vague and big. I think you need to have really funny dumb jokes.
I mean, it's such a burn when like Paytas is funnier, smarter, and more charismatic than you.
Yeah. Yeah. Is that like the twist? Or I don't know. Yeah.
the twist. Yeah. I mean, really, really rough.
Really dumb. Well, we're going to talk about this tan mom, but guess what? Silence again, Chelsea. We're going to take another break. Yum, 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 yum. I like to eat food, but you know, it's hard. Let's be real. Food is confusing and it happens 3 times a day. You want me to cook 3? I'm offended. I'm aghast. I'm agog. The gall, the gumption, the nerve, the audacity, and the cheek, all of it. I don't like it. But now I'm calm because I use Factor Meals. Factor Meals are available in just 2 minutes. They come right to my door and they have really popular options like Calorie Smart, Keto, Protein Plus, Vegan, Veggie. You can get any kind of delicious meal delivered to your door. I love them. I've been using them for over a year, way before I started talking about them on the podcast. They help me feel full, satiated. There's no mess. It comes never frozen. It's always fresh. It's my favorite meal solution. I've said it a million times. I come home after a night of hanging or dancing and I eat a Factor meal. Like, to me, that's the ultimate endorsement. These meals are so yummy that I'm able to kick a craving for a much naughtier meal and come home and eat something I know will be good for my body. So head to factormeals.com/dragher50 and use code dragher50 to get 50% off your first month. Plus 20% off your next month. That's a lot of money. That's code DRAGHER50 at factormeals.com. Go get into it. Factormeals.com/DRAGHER50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box while your subscription is active.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Bring back my break.
Okay, Tan Mom from Amethyst.
I hated it. I hated it so much. I mean, that Tan Mom was something for 15 minutes and I really don't get Amethyst choices. Like, Amethyst, you know what I mean? It's really giving me like sneakers in her first talent challenge, right? You just can't understand why.
She loves comfortable drag.
Who doesn't? And you know, listen.
Who doesn't?
If you're really going to bring it, you wear those flats.
I gotta say though, I laughed twice. And for me,
really?
I did just at the face. I was like, bitch, you're committing to a face. I didn't think it was like clever or amazing, but I was like, okay. Like in there's 14 queens doing Snatch Game and you make me laugh doing a face, you're not the worst.
Yeah, well, she's definitely, no.
Yeah.
She's definitely one of the best. And I just, for me, she, I think to brand yourself as a comedy queen is, had she never been like, I'm a comedy queen. I'd be like, look at you doing Tan Mom. She's like, I'm a comedy queen. Now I don't know.
Kiss of death.
Kiss of death. She's dad joke queen to me.
Yeah.
She also will say I'm known for my lip sync. And like, I thought she and Poppy were pretty neck and neck. Like
they were.
To be like, I am known for my lip sync. It puts another level of pressure on what you're delivering.
They got rid of Poppy because she said, I'm ready to go home. And that's.
Oh yeah. I'd send her home. I think Rue was like in the headset, like, all
absolutely.
Right, it's Poppy then.
Absolutely. Who cares?
Poppy can like do the splits, take her leg off and put it back on. Like she's still going home.
Sure.
Like,
absolutely. She could be Evie oddlying about the stage and she was already going to go home.
She was on her plane.
But isn't that funny that the outfit she was wearing would have been a gag on season 4. You know what I'm saying?
Yes,
how far drag has come.
Very true.
Oh my God. Okay, wait. Miley's Spices Miley. Oh my God.
You know, I'm not as mad at it as you are.
Why? Tell me why. Because I was.
Because I think she was in range. I don't think her. I don't think she had any comedy. She was another trivia queen.
In range of like, a massacre or.
I just feel. I feel like, comparing her to Sugar, it's like. I could have never told you who Sugar was if she didn't tell me herself. You look at Spice, you go, okay, that's Miley. And she had some of her little like her little tongue things. Well, it's maybe all that she had.
Something about it was like, I mean, look, she was trying something, right? She was trying something. And that is sometimes, I guess, braver than doing nothing. But I just felt it was so confidently wrong and unfunny that I didn't know.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, she was
hitting herself in the head.
I also, that's, this is another one where I say like, oh, you don't watch the show. Like Miley was on this show, girl. Like,
I know.
Miley herself is pretty smart and funny. Like, You're playing her as if Miley is like Billy Ray Cyrus.
I know. And I hate it when Michelle Clark is just like, Miley's a little nasal. She's kind of here. Oh,
every judge does Miley. The voice better than you.
Yeah, that's fucked up. And again, yeah, she was just going dumb, 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 right? Not even listening or reacting. She just thought chewing the sledgehammer was going to be enough to get her from not answering the question. It was just shocking.
I agree. Now, here's a question for you. Uh-huh. When the twins came on, did you have a hit on which twin was maybe going to stay a little longer?
I did call it correctly. I said Spice. I don't know why.
Yep.
Spice.
No, I did as well. I mean, the moment she popped out of the coffin and said, I'm bored.
Agree. That's a hilarious
concept. It's just
concept.
A cut above. Yeah. Yeah.
It's absurd and funny.
I did enjoy, and this will make me like such a hater, but I did enjoy watching the TikTok queens fall a bit because they mopped the floor with some of the theater girls in episode one.
Yeah.
And I had to go look in the mirror and ask myself, am I wrong? Is TikTok like, you really can be a live performer by only making videos. Yeah. Like, I am so stupid. And then
I was like,
in the Snatch game, you say, no, there is, you do need to perform.
You have to learn things. You have to learn stagecraft. You have to learn improv. You have to learn being present in your skin.
Gotta learn timing.
Playing at the top of your intelligence is different than an internet video.
Yeah,
man, this was wild. Watching her go, hook, I was just, my jaw fucking fell through my floor. I was just like, this is wild.
Well, also like, why didn't she, like, she's got that hammer, you know what I mean? Like, pretend you're sitting on it. You know what
sure.
I mean? Like, because at least in Wrecking Ball, Miley was like kind of fucking the Wrecking Ball
right.
and giving a little blowy to the sledgehammer.
Right.
When did she ever hit herself on the head with it?
Never. It was wild. Let's talk about Bretman Rock, another Aura. Man, Aura's really letting me down this. Not, she's fully letting me down. She's a real stinker.
When
did she let me up?
Yeah, when did she get you up?
Never. She's been stinky this season.
I will say, when she said, am I the trade this season? I am. I was like, oh, she's funny. And then I just never saw her again.
I already turned on her because I was, again, like you were talking about before, like with Lucy, like being like, give me a little bit of humility. Give me something. No humility. Confidence, full ego with her crunchy dancing talent. I was like, no, ma'am.
Mean, another choice, abysmal
horrible.
Choice from the start. You've picked someone more charismatic and funnier than you.
Really painful to watch this happen. Just pain.
Yes. Yeah. And like clearly, you know, that singing the song again, like we're doing like a Wikipedia page as performance.
Right. Just something. God,
who would
hurt.
You rather she have chosen for Snatch Game?
Oh God, I had someone for her. I was just like, I mean, certainly don't do someone because you share a culture with them, period. That's not Snatch Game. Don't do that.
Yeah. Yeah. Also like you're supposed to be making jokes from this person, who they are. She clearly chose someone she really respected and loved. Like
right.
That's not going to lead you to comedy.
And I'm going to say like, if you're kind of butch, why not have fun with that? And maybe have fun.
Be the Rock. Oh
my
God.
Be the Rock, or even be a woman who we sometimes think has more masculine qualities. That could work in your favor. Like when Cameron Michaels did China, it was funny. It was really good.
Yeah.
So much to my shock, right? Cameron Michaels. I was like, wow, work Cameron. That's funny.
You know what I mean? Come on as Khloe Kardashian from 2004 and take us to Khloe 2023.
That's
you know,
funny.
Remove that BBL as you go.
Yeah. Like,
yeah. Something.
Something. Maybe even just a wicked stepsister, right? I don't know.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Cinderella's bitch ass sister.
Right?
That would have been
the prettiest one here, right?
Yeah. Do you think the queens know, Like, do you think everybody is in the know that they could reach out to comedians like you and ask for help?
I would hope they know, because I'm here. I won't tell a soul. I'll write you 5 jokes. All you need is 5 good jokes for
Yes.
This.
5. Yeah, it's such a good point. Listen, we'll get an NDA going.
Right.
Like, just get on up in here. Yeah.
I also
at least even come to you for the choice.
I know.
Who could I play? Who is playable?
Big. Also, I'm going to pitch for Aura. Femme version of Shrek. Why not? Shrekina.
Amazing.
Easy.
Amazing. The bride Shrek? Absolutely.
There we go. So let's go ahead and chirp and burp these runways. Beautiful nightmare. Again, almost no delivery on this prompt, which kind of frustrated me.
Wait, what do you mean? The delivery on the... Yes, absolutely.
I'm a horror
Sorry, you
bitch.
Had RuPaul's look up, and yeah. I was just... Did you see RuPaul in open-toed shoes this week?
Oh my God, I didn't even notice.
It's all I could see. I was like, almost to the point where I said, have I ever seen Ru's toes on the runway?
Oh my God. We'd love... I mean, Ru never misses.
No, but do you see this? Look, toes.
Toes. Oh God, the captions. Okay. Oh, toes.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's not a standard for Miss Ru.
No, at least not that we get to see. I know she loves she believes in the plastic. She believes in the plastic heel that you then shrink so that your foot hugs it. You know what I mean?
Again. Yeah, I love it.
Love.
I love it.
Love.
Okay, sorry. Yes, no one delivered on this premise. A few people did.
Lukey dookie. Okay, let's talk about Marsha. Mad scientist.
Oh, yeah, right.
No.
I mean, she's not even snatching with her belt. Very odd.
Yeah, I know. I know you can pull tighter with your waist. Come on.
Yeah. I found it
Sneakers.
To be offensive.
Yeah, this is offensive. Also, like, okay, yeah, the little mouth separator from that board game, sure.
But when she said, oh, I'm the dentist, I said, I didn't even get that till you said it. Like, even the white, maybe what's supposed to be a dentist coat isn't giving dentist.
Bitch.
This is, like, the biggest hair she's worn, which bums me out. I like the mint green.
Yeah, I like the idea of it. It can go so much harder. You need a fascinator in your hair that's like the splash from the beaker. You need something more.
Yeah, honestly, she is giving me just got an invite to a Halloween party tonight, and I've pulled something up from my closet.
These tights, those sneakers, no, ma'am. Yeah.
No to all of it. The tiny, tiny little mint things in her hair.
Absolutely not.
Yeah,
this is insane. Burp. Okay, Lux Noir London as a drowned wicked witch in the bottom of the sea. I actually liked it.
I really liked the brick. I mean, again, everyone else is so bad. She's not going to be called out for wearing like toilet paper corset, you know?
Right. And I mean, again, why not wear black tights if the rest of your body is blackened from, right?
Yeah, and the wig, like... Give us a floor length sopping wet
Ooh,
wig.
Ooh, that's cool.
You know, those 40 inches that Irene says she does not have.
Right.
On her wig. Like, try and find it.
I know. I like the cinder block. I like the.
I love the cinder
mouth
block.
Mouth and face.
Mouth is great. I know. I'm really mid on this one.
I still have to. I'm going to give it a light chirp because the presentation was cute and the face is cool.
Okay, I'll go chirp.
Okay, Malaysia baby doll fox.
Yeah, I mean, I loved it.
I did too. I guess we could clock that she likes this silhouette a lot. She does wear this a lot, but I like it. Like,
I thought at least she went to a 10. I think that's where I'm at.
Yeah,
it's like she made it on the scale.
Yes.
I mean, I'm always gonna love those feathers. I do think it's odd the headpiece was so. The headpiece is like really eclipsed by.
You're right.
But other than that, I loved it.
You could almost see that if that wig was black or blue, it might pop harder.
Yeah. Something too. And I get that she was doing monochrome, but that's like the one. Yeah. But I give it a chirp.
I'll still chirp it. But yeah, you're right, man. Her hair is really moist. She really knows how to do her hair. Mistress Isabel Brooks.
Here's my problem with this. She said, oh, I'm a spider emerging from the spider web. Mm-hmm. And I said, oh, but it's like very symmetrical caging. It does not look like spider web at all. Like that. I think if she had made some of the kind of cage webbing she's wearing, like asymmetrical and, you know, webs go.
Yeah.
I don't know. It looks like, just looks like a grid. And that really threw me off.
I know.
Versus a web, a spider web.
I was like, is it a spider? Is it?
It's not. And I thought the whole bottom cage piece was off.
Yeah. And I love her and I know she can do better. And so I guess I'm going to burp it.
Yeah, listen, I'll fight for her. Mistress, if you're listening, I'll come over. I'll bake for you every day. I love you so much. I'm going to
burp it. She's fully perfect in every way, but this is just a couple things that kind of sort of telegraph a web.
Yeah, even the bottom, it's like that should be dragging on the ground if it's a web. It should have like little tiny thin piece. I don't
right?
get it, but her face is beat.
Again, where are the horror references? I'm dying here. Where are the Freddies? Where are the femme Freddies? Where yeah. is the femme ghost face? Help me, Jesus. Anitra.
Yeah, Jesus, help me with my demon challenge.
Jesus, Mother and Mary. Slut Mary, help me. Okay. Anitra, again, kind of a scorpion mistress.
Yeah, I love her makeup and hair. I will say again, Anitra knows how to sew, so I'm really calling her. I'm really calling her for a top queen.
Yeah.
But my bummer with her is that she really likes the same silhouette.
Yeah.
Which is like this bodysuit. Like she loves a latex bodysuit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's hugging her. Black and red, it works. She looks a bit like Detox.
She does. You know what? I'm giving it a chirp. I think I'm...
It's certainly a chirp. It's
yeah.
I'll probably forget about it, but it's certainly a chirp.
Yeah, I think that's a good way to put it.
Yeah.
But look, oh, look at that hair from the back, though.
It's the details are right. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Selena S. Titties. Oh, my God.
It is so bad.
It is so bad and weird and kindergartenish.
Yes, it's a finger painting of a drag costume. It is, and the makeup is also so terribly chosen.
It's weird.
It's
leather face, I guess, but it's just leather scraps. You know, it's not.
It's interesting, too, because the way she kind of has this scrap harness framing her body is like it's like a lesson in how to make yourself look the worst with a harness. Like, I've never seen a harness make someone look unsexy until this harness.
You're right. It's just showing that she doesn't have tits in, really. It's just,
no waist. Yeah, it's...
And it's a symphony of red, browns.
And then just like a red costume jewel necklace.
Uh-oh. This is bad.
This a burp on high.
This is
for me.
A belch. This is terrible. Robin Fierce. God damn it, Robin. This is not very good.
No. I don't get
it's certainly,
the silhouettes.
Yeah. She looked pretty, like mug to hair. Pretty gorgeous. Very gorgeous.
Yes. Had she gotten rid of the tulle skirt.
Right.
And she just had all those velvet spider legs coming off the harness.
Right.
I think that might have looked better. She weirdly looks like an East Sider mom going through a divorce.
Damn.
Picking up her son.
Damn.
From preschool.
Yeah, a little bit.
Like a
big little
depressed
lies.
Today.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. It's a definite burp.
And it's also a shame there's so much spider shit happening. I'm going to burp it. Again, face gorgeous.
You're right. A lot of spider.
Way too many
spiders. Face gorgeous.
But it's not her best, so I'm going to have to burp it. It's a little boring. Lucy LaDuca giving Jasonania. Okay. I'll give it a...
I don't know.
Okay. It is kind of ugly, but again, I appreciated that we're actually getting some horror references. What do you think?
I guess it's kind of the thing you're seeing where you're like, why can't I connect? Why can't I latch? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's like a baby trying to breastfeed. Like, why can't I want to latch?
Yeah, why don't you want her titty? You don't want her titty.
I don't, and I can't figure out, like, even I guess the way the mask is to the side is, it's just so close.
Yeah.
It's so close to such a cool artistic choice, and then there's something like cute about it at the last second.
Sure. Yeah. And feel free to disagree with me. I there are problems. I mean, there is a lot of mess going on in the middle. It works for me in terms of her concept, so I will still give it a chirp because I was so happy to see Jason.
I'm giving it a burp.
Fair. Fair. You just think it's a mess. It's just a mess.
Yeah, and I there's just something, I just can't connect with the overall, like I don't look at it and it doesn't bring me something. It's just
right.
I don't know.
Fair, fair. I mean, the hair is weird. Okay, Sasha Colby, hello.
Incredible.
Yes.
Incredible.
Cohesive.
A class in how to do it.
Beautiful and scary. This is it.
I really love that she is, as she said, the body. Like, and yet she does it with high fashion,
yes,
elevated concept,
yes,
ideas, and is still the stunning body.
Yes,
she's a work of art, and I she's hideous and gorgeous.
Yeah,
what a twist!
What a twist! It's scary. The makeup is weird. The fingers are fingering. The broomish,
the little
texture.
Hair coming off her face.
Work, bitch.
Yeah.
Chirp.
Yeah. Chirp, chirp.
Jax, so close. Okay.
Is Jax still not, I think Jax is wearing a waist trainer, but is it like also no padding?
I'm not seeing a ton of padding. I'm not seeing padding. Maybe.
I didn't see padding.
I bet this suit was too tight or something on her. She was like, fuck, I can't really fit my padding in there or something.
I think because she's such a great athletic queen, I don't think she pads.
Yeah, I think you're right. It's certainly not like dramatic in any way. And she's small and short, so it probably would help.
Yes, I think very much it would feminize. But also there does seem to be a new trend of like, we are going without pads.
Yeah.
I will say it's the same, like with hetero women. It's like, no more Spanx.
You know? Right.
We're just going to let it all out. Like, I know.
Look, the face, that being said, I love.
I love Jax's face. Yeah.
The face is cool.
And I love her hair.
Yes. And even the holding a Grecian head Medusa. I'm guessing you're a kind of Medusa-ish person. I don't know. Yes.
Yeah.
Damn.
It's tough.
Damn, I love the face, but the rest is so silly.
The rest, it's like just the, it's, she would have done better with a sheet.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like
making,
like there's something about the like toga wraparound that brings the whole bit down.
I have to burp it.
I know. I'm gonna go chirp burp.
Okay, great. Kind of a merp, if you will.
A merp, yeah, merp.
Sugar, no, stop it, stop it.
It's so horrible that Sugar at least I guess put some lining underneath her skirt to make it bigger, whereas Spice just kind of
didn't
let the satin fall where it may.
I'm also
but
like little haunted dolls,
I'm really,
really.
Over it.
And also stop complimenting each other's looks. That sucks.
Stop matching.
And if you're going to match, be two horror icons, not just spooky dolls, which is like, we get it. You do Bratz. We get it. We get it. We get it. We get it.
Yeah. It's also like, those are definitely Amazon wigs and you didn't even buy two and sew them together.
I know.
You know what I mean? Like what, like you didn't even put the pigtails.
Oh yeah. Those are,
the
clip in pin ponytails. We love them. They're cause they're easy.
Yeah. It's just like, I can't. I saw girls wearing that for Halloween.
Yeah.
Like I don't, very wild. Like also like you have a little baby on the runway. You know what? Eat its head.
Thank you.
Swallow some of it. Spit the rest out at the judges. Then I'd give it to you. But this is a burp.
Burp. Now Spice giving, you know.
Giving worse.
Giving worse.
Somehow worse.
Giving Wednesday Bladdums.
How dare you?
I should say Thursday because she's late.
Thursday. This bitch a Monday, but the following. I do like her makeup, maybe.
Yeah. No, like it looks pretty. It looks like the face looks pretty and stuff, but.
But again, really? Same wig. Same wig.
Doll
that comes,
shit.
Comes just like it.
Uninspired Halloween drag.
It's Joker's girlfriend.
Very
and like you want your boyfriend
her.
To fuck you that night.
Yeah. Damn. Burp.
Yeah. Burp.
Amethyst giving Gaga's paparazzi.
You know what? I really liked
it. I actually did too.
I love a blood gag.
Even though everyone's like, it's just exactly what Gaga wore. Like,
yeah. It's also, again, like no padding, no shapewear, no butt, like just a leotard.
No.
Just a loose leotard.
Damn.
That being said, I still chirp it. I liked it.
Light chirp. God damn it. And finally, Ara Maiori with the exposed spine and such. Very Hellraiser.
Yeah. I mean, she looked gorgeous.
Yeah. Yeah.
I thought she acted it well.
She did act it well. Finally, her overacting paid off because she knows how to go ham.
She can ham. Yeah. And the hair was an interesting choice too. I didn't see that.
It was pretty hair.
It's almost like a Vita in a way.
Yeah.
It's like a Vita's spine exposed.
It's beautiful. It's a nightmare. It's a chirp. It's a chirp for sure.
It's a chirp.
So let's go ahead and talk. Let's just get to it. We have finally our twin lip sync. Do you think Ara should have been there instead?
I actually do. Obviously, you can see that the twins are going to lip sync against each other from
production.
A production standpoint. I think it's actually such a crime. It is such an emotional crime on two truly living people who this will affect for the rest of their lives. I will say, thankfully, once I got to Untucked, I was able to really see it as for the best, but I think it's going to fuck with them for a long time.
It will. It is genius TV. We knew this was going to happen. We didn't know it was going to happen this soon, but I got to say it's genius to not only shake us up, get us invested in the season. Now because seeing two, it's actually true of like storytelling too. Like, you know this, where it's like comedy sitcoms aren't filled with happy couples hugging. You know what I mean? Like TV is not about happy people loving each other. It's like, we got it for three episodes. They love each other.
Yeah.
Now we need to tell some stories.
Yes. And I mean, I actually thought they were, I don't know if they knew they were fully doing it. I think they might've though. So genius to choreograph it because you could not judge their talent because there was none brought to the table.
Agree. And man, they thought they ate. They thought the crumbs were gone.
Oh, true. And I really,
and bitch, the meal was on the plate.
I have not really enjoyed most of the lip syncs where it's like, there's this weird, just like step and snap thing going on this season. Like, I'm just going to step, I'm going to snap.
How funny to give these dumb youngies Pat Benatar. How funny. Yeah,
truly, but we didn't get to see either of their styles, neither of their point of views. I think it was so genius to split them up. And I think Rue made the right call choosing who to stay. I thought
it was time. It was time for them to go home. And I also get that if it was Ara versus one of the twins, Ara just would have sent one of the twins home. You know what I mean? So I know producers were like, fuck, I think this is our chance to finally I mean, as early as it was, this is our only chance to have the two twins go up against each other.
Yeah. No, it's a good point. And I actually am so, so excited for the arc of Spice finding herself alone.
Yes.
I was quite worried. By the way, Sugar seems to have truly fallen twice.
Yeah, I think.
Because she has not performed live in shoes like that.
Yeah. That's the problem, being a TikTok queen. And they just must be slippier as hell or something. But
yeah, I mean, they've got the ankle strap. But anyways, yeah, I'm really excited for Spice's arc on the show. And I thought Sugar gave such a beautiful goodbye, being like, I'm excited for Spice to find herself because I've always been the stronger twin. And I brought up Alaska and Sharon because it's like a theme on my mind so much, but it's like when you're such a duo, there's always one in the shadow, even just by a little bit.
Yeah.
And I'm just like so thrilled by this journey to be able to like break free and like find themselves. I'm really excited for Spice.
Exciting.
God, please don't eat it next episode.
I don't think she'll last very long. I think she'll last two or three more episodes and we'll get the more of her crying.
I'll be okay with that, but I need three.
Yeah, more of her crying, RuPaul telling her you're your own person, and then she'll go, am I? And then she'll go home. So,
oh, no, Mono.
That's it.
That's it. I'm gonna hope. I'm gonna hope that without Sugar there, we see some like inner revelation where you see like, oh, this is who she's supposed to be. And then she goes home.
Maybe. Yeah, maybe. Again, the girls have come to her side. She is on a journey. And this is why being a twin is so creepy leapy. It really seems to fuck up your sense of self.
Yeah. I am worried for them.
Yeah.
I'm worried for them having to lip sync against each other. Also, Sugar not even having a line.
Yeah.
And then Spice is like, girl, say something funny. And then she comes back on and like fake digs her twin. That's kind of like where like, okay, then you were never meant to be here and you were not ready. You didn't even have a line.
I know you needed a line. Also, something about Sugar. I don't know. But like, I don't know. Spice rack, a spice rack joke. I don't know.
Yeah. It's just like, you sent the wrong Spice Girl home.
Hey,
Sugar and Spice, but I'm not that nice. Thank you, Rue.
I don't know. Yeah. Sweet. Sorry. I guess your that sticky icky icky is out of the building. I don't know, but.
Honestly, anything. I mean, she could have just been like, Sugar.
Yeah.
Sugar. Worked for Vanjie. Sugar.
That would be funny. Oh my God, not Zach and Cody's not so sweet life. I don't know. I don't know. But
Rue's like, what?
Like,
even just like, well, back to the basement in my suburb.
Yeah.
Heavy something. Eye contact, leave. Yeah.
So Chelsea, that is all for today. Remind us where we can support you and follow you and what you got going on.
Man, you know what? Come listen to my podcast, Celebrity Book Club with Chelsea Devantes.
I'm on an episode that's coming out at some point.
It's coming out this week.
Oh my God, what synergy?
Yes. It is so perfectly timed. We discussed RuPaul's OG memoir. It's out of print. So it's his very, very, very first memoir. We discussed it on my podcast. We like recap and go through usually female celebrity memoirs, but we did do Prince Harry's. And I'm on Instagram at Chelsea Devantes.
Yes.
And you listen, come find me, come follow me, come talk about Drag Race, and please let it be known I'm calling Anitra.
Yes.
I can't wait to circle back.
Okay. Anitra's a good, she's a real sleeper as far as the edit so far. I mean, she's already won, but she's having that like, yeah, she has more story to tell. We just don't even have time to hear her story yet. I love Anitra. I think that's a good call. I feel like it's Anitra or Mistress. Right. Because, you know, I love, we need a thick winner.
That's right. We do.
Really do. Chelsea, you're so delightful. You're so wonderful. And I'm so glad you came on the pod. I hope you'll come back.
Thank you so much for having me. It is such an honor to be able to discuss. I feel like we have more to say.
I feel like we only scratched the surface.
I could do 10 more hours, and I'm just like, truly thank you for this opportunity, and to everyone listening.
Thank you.
Thank you for letting me be here.
You are fucking cool, and I'm so glad you came. So if you like Dragger Podcast, follow us at Dragger Podcast. Give us a 5-star review on the Apple Podcast and the Spotify. Write some words with your little fingos. And till next time, let the music play.
Was a HeadGum original.